You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, hey YouTubers, and welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and we do thank you for joining us on a very special episode number 583.
583. This is something we've talked about a lot, but it's really specific to you YouTubers out there. Are you using drones? Are you flying? Are you monetizing your channel? Chances are the FAA may actually say, tisk tisk, you can't do that. In today's question, we're going to talk about why. We're also going to talk about what the FAA has done in the past, the kickback, and how it could also affect your real estate business. So, we have a whole class on part 101 versus part 107. If you aren't familiar with that, part 101 is the FAA's law on flying drones for fun. Part 107 is the FAA's law on flying drones for money. How do you qualify the difference between the two? We'll talk about that right after the question. So why don't you go ahead and play that question, Rob?
So I've ordered a DJI Mavic, and I'll be registering that with the FAA, of course. And I want to use the drone footage for my YouTube channel. Do I need to have a commercial license in order to do that, or is it still considered hobbyist, even though I might monetize my channel? Thanks and have a great day.
This is a great question. Even if I monetize my channel, right? Most people do, right?
Well, I think that ultimately the majority of people, particularly somebody that sounds like he sounds, that's their goal.
Absolutely.
And that's understood
totally.
By everybody, including the FAA.
That's true. And the way that the FAA actually defines whether you need a commercial license or not is very simple. Will the drone footage or capturing aerials with the drone further your business? And I think the answer is very clear here that it will, because if he's getting a new perspective, if he's getting something that's driving traffic and he's making money off of it and he's getting money because of the traffic driven to the YouTube video, that's a commercial purpose.
Yeah, and even if you want to call it a gray area, which I would argue that it's really not, but I think a lot of people might say that it is, you probably want to err on the side of not getting huge fines.
Absolutely. Now, that being said, back in the day before 107, the FAA did try going after people who monetized YouTube channels who didn't have a 333, but many people argued, I don't need a 333 for this. The FAA clarified this issue in August of last year. You absolutely need a Part 107 license. And guess what, guys? It's really not that hard. It's $150. You study for the test, you get the license, and you have nothing to worry about. So, if you are a YouTuber and you are using drone footage in your videos and they are monetized, should you be worried? I think so. In fact, I'm trying to get the FAA on the show right now to talk about enforcement actions, which is very difficult to do because they have quite a few open right now, which I really want to talk about on the show because I think it'll deter illegal pilots from flying, especially when the barrier to entry is so easy, guys. I mean, like, you guys could say, oh, $150 is so much money. How much did you spend on your Xbox? Like, how much did you spend, you know,
on your iPhone,
on your pizza last night? Like, just go without pizza for 3 weeks and I think you'll be okay. You know, the barrier to entry used to be $10,000, 6 months of schooling, and this ridiculous barrier to entry. Now it's $150.
And some studying. I mean, it's not easy, the test, but it's very doable.
If you passed any test in high school, you can pass this
test. Most people pass it.
91.8% of all people who took the test passed it.
Wow. Yep. Through what date? I'm just kidding. It
doesn't. That was the FAA's last release of the symposium last month. So that being said, if you are a YouTuber and you are monetizing your channel, should you get a 107 license? Yes, you absolutely should, unless you're showing drone footage of your kids and you don't have a monetized YouTube channel.
Yeah, and even if you want to say, which I think Jason was sort of alluding to, like I think I'm going to be doing that in the future. I want to use it and I'm probably going to earn money. Now you're starting to argue intent. And again, I think that this is back into the gray area that you just don't need to exist in. There's no reason for it.
And by the way, guys, you can't know the gray area unless you know what black and white is in order to operate in gray. And the thing is, even if you are operating gray, chances is it's under Part 107. Now, guys, one thing I want to say is, you know, some YouTubers, the trolls out there are going to be like, they're just saying this because they want you to go through their school to learn how to do Part 107. That's not why I'm saying it at all. I'm saying it because if there are a bunch of idiots like the YouTubers out there there that don't do their research and just go do stuff to get attention, you are going to ruin our industry because you're going to do things that you don't know are illegal. You don't know what you don't know. So my goal in telling this to you is not to say, you have to get a 107. My goal is to say, there is reason in getting a Part 107 license. It's going to educate you on airspace, potential problems where you can and can't fly. Like, for example, you can't fly over a parade. I don't know if you saw the video from yesterday where a dude was riding a bicycle and an Inspire 1 propeller got stuck in the spokes of his bike and flipped the thing over. If we can avoid these problems that are made by people who are not willing to take the time to get licensed, we're going to further our industry collectively. So I know a lot of people don't really care about industries as a whole. They don't really care about groups as a whole, associations as a whole. But understand that it will affect you and it will affect all pilots. The decisions you make will affect our regulations. And the example of that is Canada. Canada used to have the most open drone law on the planet, and they just rescinded a lot of it and created these huge distances that you have to maintain away from houses because a lot of stupid people went out flying in places they shouldn't be flying. We don't have to live in that system. We still live in a great regulatory system. And in order to maintain our freedoms to fly, it's best to have more and more people educated. Now, if you do want to learn how to take the test, what you need to know, what you should know, and what you don't need to know, does DroneU have material on that? Yes, and in fact, it's cheaper than anywhere else. And my proof in that is even though our price is $47, all the additional stuff that you get in addition to studying for the exam is a whole lot more. Most people will charge you $150 to study, $150 to take the test. That's from the feds. And then if you want to take another class, it's $500 or $600. That's not how DroneU works. We're like Amazon Prime. We want to give you as much as possible in a library for you saying, I'm interested in being a responsible pilot. Anyway, there's my long rant. I'm sorry. I just kind of feel like I knew what some trolls were going to put out there. And I just wanted to say, I really don't care what they think. So,
well, yeah, and the reality is there are other places that people can get training. We hope you come to DroneU because we have a great community.
Yeah,
but you don't have to.
You don't have to. And we're not expecting you to. We put a lot of free content out on the internet because we do care about maintaining the freedom to,
right.
The freedoms to fly. And that's why we're telling you this information. So if you do care, go out and get licensed. It's not hard at all, guys. It really isn't. I've heard some FPV pilots who are like, oh, it's so hard. No, dude, you're lazy. Like, it's really not that hard. Like, yeah. If you really love doing this bad enough and you want to turn it into a lifestyle, it's really easy to do. How much does it cost to open up a mortgage business, Rob?
A lot.
And it only costs $150 to be a drone pilot. Woo!
Yeah. Like,
how much does it cost to buy a car to go to any job? You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Let's actually factor this in. Anyway, guys, a lot of the people who listen to this show already know this stuff, so they probably just deleted past through it or skipped through it. But I just hope this helps people out, and I hope it lights a fire for your drive to better understand drones, because the more information you have, the better the pilot you're going to be, the more responsible you are, the more you're going to limit liability, reduce risk, but also have much more fun, elevate your experience.
You know, something else that comes to mind as I'm listening, Paul, that we've heard happen over and over again is that somebody like Jason, right? They start doing this for their YouTube channel and they never got their 107, or they just start flying and they start having people ask them, hey, could you do that for me? And I could pay you. And then they're not ready, right? Because they don't have their 107. So then they're doing one of two things. They're just doing it illegally, which too many are, or they're having to scramble to get their 107. And by the time they get back to that guy, they've lost that momentum that they had the opportunity to start. So just get it done.
It's like investing. As soon as you understand investing and how it builds money, you're like, why didn't I do this earlier? Same thing for your license.
Yeah, that's why my kids have accounts that I never had as a kid. But anyways, that's another point.
I want that account too, Rob. What are you going to do? Are you going to help me out, man?
Sure.
That's what we're here for, guys. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.